They welcome this announcement from government. It's another 3 million for 2025 for Sligo's active travel and footpath improvement schemes. And there's a number of excellent schemes now mentioned and are being progressed. And I think there is in the region now, David, on Sligo County Council's books of about 47 active schemes being progressed in the county, either at planning, design, or initial concept stage. So this has been a wonderful scheme, and we've seen massive connectivity in terms of improvement pieces of infrastructure across the county over the last 5 years. So 3 million has been announced, and as part of that, 500,000 will be allocated to for the provision of bus shelters and bus stops across the county of Sligo. And we know in 2025 we want to see a large rollout of bus stops and bus shelters at key locations throughout the county. We also want to see the progression of Sligo City to ATU Active Travel Corridor and Sligo City to Carrow. So that's one big scheme. It's a huge scheme, and we're going to see the initial designs published in the not too distant future, where they'll be open for consultation, where we will see a safe link for cyclists and walkers from Carrow Centre to Sligo Town, and part two of the project is from Sligo Town Centre to the ATU, so people can travel safely within the Sligo Town network, if you like. We'll see a number of improvements around schools, such as Gullersla on the Strandhill Road, and Jesus and Mary Secondary School in Enniscrone, likewise St John's National School. That has been allocated, in fact, €200,000 for improvement works around St John's National School, and we know it has been an issue for some time in terms of road safety. So I very much welcome it.